Navarro, somehow we have gotten used to an insane president. By Pam Key on July 16, 2026. Thursday on ABC's The View, co-host Anna Navarro said President Donald Trump is insane, and she declared that we have gotten used to it. Navarro said, "What we have here is time and time again people who work for Trump. It's like the emperor has no clothes on." Which I know is a horrible image for you to have. But I'm sorry if anybody's having breakfast. But it's like nobody around Trump has the to say to him. You are lying, you are insane to push back like Bill Barr did during the first Trump administration. She continued, "But I think what's going on here is a very strategic, systematic effort to make people lose faith in the elections, hoping that then that turns into people not showing up to vote, because this is not happening in a vacuum." He's continued to claim voter fraud regarding 2020 for 6 years now. He fired the Election Commission members. He's the one who started the redistricting war when it came to congressional districts in Texas. He claims that he asked a prosecutor to do me a favor and look into the California election, which is basically claims are fraudulent. He ordered the U.S. Postal Service to stop delivering mail ballots in states that refuse to hand over their certified lists. He's threatened to withhold federal funding from some states that don't make changing to voting practices. He warned state officials they would face arrest if they didn't remove non-citizens from the rolls. He's fixated on this Save America Act, which Republican leaders in Congress have told them they do not have the votes to pass, Navarro added. "Yesterday, I was sitting down with Hunter Biden. We were talking about the double standards. If Joe Biden had been claiming without any evidence for 6 years that he did not lose the election, men in white coats would have rushed the stage and put a straitjacket on him. But somehow we have gotten used to an insane president that either does not have the mental capacity or is lying, or both, and that is not acceptable." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.